Living in Costa Rica, most of us are away from all the stresses and strains of society and all the bad news coming out of Washington, D.C., and actually, all the world. But there are times when we get stressed out. Let's talk about that for a little bit. How can you de-stress yourself? Because perhaps you watch too much bad news on TV and on the internet. And many people who've contacted me, they get so angry and they feel helpless about what is always going on in the world. Now they want to make it better. They don't know what to do. And every day they get mad. And it's completely understandable to feel overwhelmed or stressed from consuming too much negative news. And here's a couple things that you can do to remedy that. Set specific times to catch up on news rather than having it on all day. Choose reliable sources and avoid sensationalized content. Whether you're a lefty or a righty, there are stations that cater to you. And sometimes it's not all the truth, but try to find an independent station that maybe just reports the real truth. Of course, practice mindfulness, meditation, and deep breathing exercises. These can help calm your mind and reduce anxiety, and spend time outdoors, lots of time outdoors. If you've noticed, if you've been to Costa Rica before, many of the homes are smaller, but there's a lot of outdoor spaces. That's done for a reason. Take a walk in a park, whether it be an urban park or a suburban park, hike a trail, or simply sit in a garden surrounded by frogs and flowers and insects. Nature has a soothing effect on the mind. Engage in physical activities, yoga, jogging, dancing. Exercise, as you know, releases endorphins, which can improve your mood. Instead of dwelling on things you can't change, channel your energy into actions you can take locally or personally to make a positive difference. Get with the leaders of your town, whether you live in a small town in Costa Rica or a larger town. Get with the mayor, the leaders, and see if you can volunteer your time, perhaps. Plant trees, paint fences, anything. Anything you can do to make a positive difference. Spend quality time with friends and family. Social connections can provide support and perspective. Of course, you've heard this before, keep a gratitude journal and regularly write down things you're thankful for. This can shift your focus towards the positive aspects of life. Engage in hobbies and creative activities you enjoy, such as painting, playing music, or cooking. You know, here in Costa Rica, a lot of the people are buying $50 ukuleles, which you can get anywhere, and they learn how to play music. And they a lot of people love to cook, too, because we have so much good food here, so many tropical fruits. And they add that to their meals, and boy, it makes a big difference. Of course, take occasional breaks from screens, disconnecting from technology and the internet, your telephone. It can help reduce stress and promote mental clarity. Get your mind right. If feelings of anger, or helplessness persist, talk to a therapist or a counselor. There's some good online counselors too. They can provide tools and strategies tailored to your specific needs. It's so important to prioritize your mental well-being and create a healthy balance in your life. And by taking proactive steps to manage your exposure to negative news and people, and implementing positive practices, you can navigate challenging times with resilience and optimism. Julie, we know you're here in Costa Rica. Thank you so much for those tips. I know sometimes you told me that you get completely overwhelmed even though you're 1,000 miles away from Florida. You still have the problem in watching too much news. Hey, start with a day in nature today. That's all I got to say. Thank you all for listening. We really appreciate your time. And if you have a story to tell, an adventure, or a poem that you have written about good news, positive affirmations, or anything good in your life, basically, send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we'll share it with all who care to listen. Thanks again. We'll be here tomorrow. We hope you are as well.